This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mike says it's a must win.
Damn, if you can't get it, you're going to have a nasty taste in your mouth.
Taking your calls right now on your Monday morning headline. What would the papers read Monday after Sunday's game against the L.A. Chargers? You can tweet at me with your Monday morning headline as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. CJ is in D.C. What's up, CJ?
What's up, man? Hey, I've been trying to think of a headline, man, but I don't really have one.
What do you got?
I've been trying. You know, but I mean, I honestly, you've been calling it kind of since the spring with the, you know, with the slow start and everything. And, you know, when I talk amongst my buddies, you know, they don't like to hear it, but honestly, it's a lot of similarities with this team going back to 2012. You know, we bought in RG, you know, End up drafting RG3. And the reason why I say that is with, you know, you're a bad team for a reason. You're in a position to draft a guy because you're a poor team. At that time, we're a poor team along with a poor organization. Fast forward to drafting JD5. Now we're in a better situation. You're a better organization, but you still was a poor team. You had an old team everywhere, and you caught lightning in a bottle last year. But you still have to find a way to temper what you expect your expectations to be, because in the end, we're still a team that's trying to get to the next level. We caught some guys off guard last year, but in my opinion, I kind of tempered my expectations for this year because I expected it to level off a little bit because we just not there talent wise. You know, yeah, we bought the organization and the city and everything back to life last year. It was very exciting, but the realistic part is that we still have a lot of holes and we have zero depth across the roster. You know, so going into this season, where I was looking at it at, I just really want to try to see if we could take the next step. I didn't expect the Super Bowl run. I didn't expect that because we are who we are. We were in a position to draft JD5 because we were a bad team with a lot of holes. He came in similar to what RG3 did. He came in with one receiver. RG3 had Pierre Garçon.
Yep.
JD5 has Terry McLaurin. We had journeyman running backs. We had journeyman defensive backs. Journeyman all the way over the roster. But we were able to catch lightning in the bottle. And it's very similar to now. Except now those older guys that were journeymen are actually getting hurt. You know what I mean? So now, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's a very similar situation.
Look, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. So as a fan, I just had to find a way to temper my expectation for this year. You know, and just hope that we can, you know, that we can keep moving forward. But we just ain't got the horses, man. That's just the realistic part of it. We just don't have the horses.
Appreciate you as always, Siege. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Wow. If you aren't a grown-ass man or a grown-ass woman, Siege may have just hurt your feelings. That was a dose of reality on the Washington Commanders. I hope he's wrong with some of the things he said, but I can damn sure feel where he's coming from. That's why, to me, Sunday is so important. Sunday is so important. You got to show who the 2025 Commanders are. Were you a flash in the pan last year, and now you're back down to earth? Or are you ready to be one of the powerhouses in the conference? Point blank. Point blank. I want to let you hear from the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders. This is Cut 4, Wes. Here's Cliff Kingsbury on if he needs to protect Jaden Daniels via his play calling.
Yeah, no. I think that's really why we were overly cautious with him, because we didn't want to put him out there until he can be Jaden, and that's what he's going to be, and that's how he's going to play.
Music to my ears. Music to my ears. If they are going to beat the Chargers on Sunday, they must be able to run the football, and Jaden Daniels must be an important piece of this run game. His ability to run is his secret sauce. It is what makes him a top five quarterback in the sport. It's his ability to get jiggy. If he cannot impact the game as a runner, I worry about Washington's ability to move the football. Point blank. This is Cut number 6, Wes. Cliff Kingsbury spoke at length yesterday about this Washington Commanders offense. Here's Cliff on how Jaden's return lifts this offense.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus, I think in the 4 times he's played, has played about as well as you can play. He's scored on, I believe, 70% of our drives. We've scored points, which is unheard of. So they're different styles, and Jaden is a unique talent. Like the way he plays, moves, throws. I mean, he's generational. And so anytime you get him back out there, it's going to lift up your team.
It's going to lift up your team. It's a shot in the arm. Even the best way that I can describe it, the baseball playoffs are going on right now. Baseball playoffs are going on right now. And when you have your ace on the mound, the guys in the outfield get to the ball faster. The shortstop's better able to get ground balls. Clubhouse is bumping. That is what Jaden Daniels represents to the Commanders. There is a sense of confidence that he routinely instills in this group, and I think we will see that on Sunday. Hopefully it rubs off on the defense. A big part of Jaden Daniels' success on Sunday is going to come down to, this is kind of what CJ was talking about, it's going to come down to if guys can get open on the perimeter. One guy that has stepped up here over the past 2 weeks has been Luke McCaffrey. Here's Cliff on where Luke has made the biggest strides.
Yeah, I think just understanding the position in our system. You know, I said it last year, we asked him to play inside and outside as a rookie, which is not easy to learn both. And I think year two, it's all slowed down for him a lot. He works really hard at it. He's a very smart football player, very self-conscious in everything he does. And I just think the confidence from going through that last year has really helped him this year. And then he's had success this year, and that always breeds success.
Success breeds success. Luke McCaffrey has been one of the feel-good stories of the season to this point. Really quiet camp, really quiet preseason, and then last week it's like, boom, here's Luke McCaffrey. He's made his impact on special teams as well, second in the NFL in kick return yards behind Deebo Samuel's teammate. So Luke has been awesome. Luke has been awesome. But let's be real about this Washington Commanders offense on Sunday. I keep saying it. It needs to be the return of exotic smash mouth football. All hands on deck. Chris Rodriguez, Bill Merritt, McNichols, Jaden, Deebo. All hands on deck in the running game on Sunday. This is Cut number 7. Over the past month, really, ever since Brian Robinson was traded, there's been plenty of discourse surrounding this Commanders running back room. And I think heading into this weekend, maybe this weekend is separation Sunday in the running back room. I know Cliff continues to talk about liking everyone's skill set, but Bill Merritt is the real deal and is the clear-cut best back on this team. Here is Cliff on evaluating the running back group thus far.
Yeah, they've all been playing at a high level. You know, Bill is exciting. Being a young guy, I think the sky's the limit for him as he continues to improve without the football. And then Chris is doing great things. When he touches it, you saw J-Mac against the Raiders had the huge run, and he's steady as they come. So I really like the three-man rotation we have going, and then we'll kind of see who gets hot as the season goes and where injuries take us and play it from there.
That's going to be the key. Sticking with it, being able to ride that hot hand. I continue to say you can put on a T-shirt, you can tweet it, do whatever you want to do with it. Running the football is a lifestyle choice. And on Sunday, Washington has to decide what life they're going to live. It's cut number two coming up here. One of the reasons to me why it's so important for them to run the football, one, you want to be able to establish yourself up front and not allow the pass rush of the Chargers to tee off. They're one of the best pass rush units in the NFL, top five in sacks. They got guys that can get after you. You don't want to let them tee off. But then the other part is this. You got to stay ahead of the chains. Washington coming in to Sunday, week five, or 27th right now in the National Football League in third down conversion rate. Here is Cliff Kingsbury on third down success and how it helps the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, what it's all about. I think as a team thus far, we haven't been great at raising up together. You know, defense will get a stop, we'll go three and out, we'll score a touchdown, they'll give up a touchdown, special teams will make a play, we won't convert, and so we just have to raise up together. And anytime that we're playing well on third down and staying on the field, it definitely helps the other two phases.
For sure. For sure. This past Sunday against Atlanta, while this group was able to score, what was it, 27 points? While you were able to score 27 points Sunday against Atlanta, the numbers on third down weren't very good. 1 for 8. Yet you scored 27 points, but you're 1 for 8, meaning you could not sustain drives. Has to happen on Sunday. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's do this. Wednesday, I was out in Ashburn in the locker room. I got the chance to catch up with two defenders for the Washington Commanders. Trey Amos, rookie corner, as well as Jacob Martin, one of the pass rushers on this unit. We'll let you hear from those guys next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock, getting you ready for Sunday's big-time showdown against the L.A. Chargers. If you're looking for a place to come watch the game on Sunday, you can join us out at Honor Brewing in Sterling. Myself and Denton Day getting you ready for a burgundy and gold game day 2 hours before kickoff. Out at Honor Brewing, 2 to 4:25 for the pregame show, taking you right up to kickoff. We're live at halftime on YouTube, beginning at the two-minute warning, taking you all the way through the half. And then the Burgundy and Gold postgame show, live on YouTube, beginning at the two-minute warning, taking you up to about 40 minutes after the final whistle. So always a good time. Make sure you come join us out at Honor Brewing this weekend in Sterling. This Commanders defense put under the microscope this week. I think everyone understands to a man that they have to be better. They have to be better on the defensive side of the football. And it starts with this pass rush. I caught up with a key member of the Commanders pass rush on Wednesday, Jacob Martin.
Well, now Willingham here with Commanders defensive end Jacob Martin after Wednesday's practice in preparation for Sunday's game against the LA Chargers. Don't want to live in the past too much, but take me back to this past Sunday in Atlanta when you're going up against a running back like Bijan Robinson. Obviously, tackling, gang tackling, a big thing. How would you describe the way you guys rallied to the football Sunday?
Not very good, man. Not to our standard. You know what I mean? Not to the standard that that we'd like. You know, so applause to them, those guys. You know, they played really well. He's a very talented running back. We knew that going into it, you know, and so for us, just got to focus on the details. And so that's what it is.
For sure. For you as a defensive lineman, and I can speak to it, I guess, as well from my mediocre college career, how difficult is it to have consistency when rushing the passer when you're struggling to stop the run? In terms of like your get off, your stance, things of that nature, instead of being able to just pin your ears back and go fly.
I mean, yeah, it's a, as a defender, you know, your goal is to stop the runs. You get to the pass, you know what I mean? Make a team one dimensional. I think that's always the goal going into games, or just, having the right mindset as a defensive lineman, you know, stop the run so you can get the rush faster. You know, the faster you do that, the faster you can do what you want to do. You know, but in terms of get off, you know, I think, what I thought was really cool that Vaughn shared with me when he first got in during training camp was just saying get off helps you on both sides. You know what I mean? It helps you in the pass game, helps you in the run game, you know, and if you can catch a beat early in a game, especially when you're away and stuff like that, if you catch a beat early in a game of what the cadence is going to be, what he sounds like in his cadence, you know, the different conversations that O-line may be having during the play or after the play, before the play, after, you know, just picking up those little details of getting closer to the moving with the ball, you know, that helps you tremendously. You know, I think that's something that we have a unit, us as a unit, have focused on, you know what I mean? Just get off, you know, and continue to do that, you know what I mean? So that's what we're going to do.
As you guys get ready for Sunday, what do you think is the biggest challenge that this Chargers offense poses to you all?
Oh, man. They have a talented runner. It's another week with a talented running back, you know what I mean? Kid's super talented, man. He runs the ball well, runs the ball hard. Obviously, got Justin Herbert over there and another talented quarterback. You know, I know they have some injuries on the O-line and stuff like that, so we'll see who comes out for them. But that's another talented group right there as well.
Yeah. For you, man, just being four regular season games in with a new squad, just your mentality for you individually and how you think you're meshing with your room and then the team as a whole?
Mentality? You know, football's football, man. Yeah. Just go out there and ball, dog. That's what it is. You know what I mean? So that's my mentality going into it week to week, you know, put on a show. You know what I'm saying? So that's my mentality. You know what I mean? In terms of
I got you.
So in terms of like you know, messing with the team, you know, guys are great. You know what I mean? D-line room is super close, super great. You know what I mean? Having Tap, Ryan, and Reef in there, and you know, Pags in there. It's been awesome. You know what I mean? So unfortunately, you know, we have some guys banged up. You know what I mean? And it's always sad to see that. You know what I mean? And we're praying for those guys, and you know, have our arms around those guys and encourage them as they go through their new process and things like that. But you know, as a whole, you know, great group of guys.
Answer this one as honestly as you can without giving away too much. I know I'm kind of walking the line with this. One thing that's, you know, constantly barked about on social media, and I know you give a rat's ass about social media, the idea of dropping ends into coverage while you're running these simulated pressures. Take me inside of a defensive end's mind and the benefits that it has for a defense and the advantage you're trying to create.
I think it's a great way to, as a player, you know, show your versatility. It allows you to do more, you know what I mean? Especially in situations where it may not be beneficial for you to be necessarily rushing off the edge. You know, if you're getting a lot of chip looks, or say you're winning early in the game, you know what I mean? They're going to, throughout the course of the game, you're going to have more and more chips coming your way. So different ways to get off that and, you know, really, just the more you can do, man.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'd love to have an interception. I think that'd be pretty dope.
Even dating back to last year, I think Dan has talked about, I know Coach Izzo has as well, just the importance of special teams. My college coach called it WeFence, man. Yeah. So, obviously, it's clearly a huge part of the game. How much of a tone setter is it for you running out on kickoff?
I think it's fun, man. I think that is how you set the tone for a game. You know, that, like, in my opinion, you know, that's how you know if you're going to win or lose. You know what I mean? If you can run down, if you have a kickoff team that runs down there, they're physical, they're violent, you know, they get the ball tackled, you know, inside the 30, you know, inside the 25, inside the 20, if they're great, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think that sets a tone of how the day is going to go. You know what I mean? And those guys are, in my opinion, the most important guys on the team. You know what I mean? Because they determine the tone the team takes for that day, and I think that's super important, you know what I mean? So I wear that with a badge of honor, you know, as I know the rest of the guys that go out there and teams and compete for this team and do that one third, you know, like I think that is the biggest determining factor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That can change a game, that can win you a game, that can lose you a game.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So like that can affect so many different outcomes, man. So I think that's super important, man. I've always been proud to be a part of, yeah. You know.
It's not sexy. It ain't always glorified, but I definitely agree.
I love that, man. I genuinely love that. So, like, I wear that with the badge of honor, man.
For sure. Appreciate it, brother.
That is Commanders defensive end Jacob Martin wearing it on his sleeves when talking about his love for special teams. I mentioned it earlier in the program. Washington did not get off to a good start last week, and it was right from the opening kickoff. Matt Gay kicks the ball into the end zone. Atlanta gets the start at the 35-yard line. And obviously we know how their first possession went offensively. So special teams is huge. This D-line is huge for the Washington Commanders. They got to come up big on Sunday if they're going to be able to, you know, snap this losing streak that they've got going on right now after losing Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons, wanting to get that bad taste out of your mouth. I've said it all show. I've said it all week. The D-line going to be huge and whether or not Washington is able to get the dub on Sunday. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Chris Russell going to join us in about 15 minutes or so. But real quick here, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I will give you my X factor for Sunday's game in L.A. against the Chargers. The unsung hero that I think will have a huge, huge impact on whether or not Washington wins or loses on Sunday. That's next. That caged lunatic Chris Russell going to join us coming up in about 11 minutes right here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. This is the Youngest in Charge and Owen Willingham taking you up at 10 o'clock in the 9 o'clock hour. Our pal Sean Saeed, Zoomersports.com, going to join us. We'll take a spin around the NFL with him. We'll preview week number 5 of the NFL season. And it got kicked off last night with an absolute banger, Niners and Rams. Mac Jones and company had a really good outing, man. And I thought it was one of the better coaching jobs of the season by Kyle Shanahan when you think about all the guys they were without yesterday. And then they really couldn't get the run game going. Mac Jones was really the catalyst to this victory. 33 of 49, 342 yards, 2 touchdowns, sacked just once. And then Kendrick Bourne, man. I mean, to think that he was supposed to be a commander. I think that he was almost a commander. 10 catches, 142 yards last night for Kendrick Bourne as this Niners football team shocked the L.A. Rams, man. I was super impressed with how they looked. The defense, I thought, played well. Did a good job getting to Stafford. Did a good job really, I don't want to say stopping Puka Nacua because it seems like you can't do that. But it felt like he didn't kill them last night, and obviously the big-time fumble that Kyron Williams has inside of the 5-yard line was the difference in this football game. But, yeah, Niners putting some folks on notice. They're now 4-1, despite being without Brock Purdy, despite Brandon Ayuk not playing yet to this point, despite losing Bosa for the year to an ACL. I mean, they have just kept on keeping on, or keep on keeping on, whatever the damn saying is. So shout-out to the Niners. We'll go around the National Football League in the 9 o'clock hour, as I mentioned, with our pal Sean Saeed, Zoomersports.com. What I want to get to right now, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. The X Factor. Who's your X Factor for Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers? Who must step up? Who's your unsung hero? The guy's got to step up. And if they do step up, it'll make Washington win. Your X factor. Guys that will have a huge impact on whether or not Washington wins or loses. I look at Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne. I'm putting those two big boys under the microscope. They must play well Sunday in order for Washington to win. And here's what's crazy. Throughout the first 4 weeks of the season, I'm a math guy, kind of, right? A product of Montgomery County Public Schools. Best public school system in America. MCPS stand up. I can do a little math. In 2 out of the first 4 games for Washington, Javon Kinlaw has been awesome, and they've won. Deron Payne has been awesome, and they won. In the 2 losses for Washington, against Atlanta and against Green Bay, Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw did not play worth a damn. They're the X factor on Sunday. Which version of those two guys are going to show up? Javon Kinlaw, Northeast DC zone. Need you to play big coming up on Sunday. Need you to play big coming up on Sunday. Have to. Really, it's the entire defensive line. How do you bounce back? Because last week, I tell you what. When they put on tape, all the missed tackles, guys getting thrown out the club, getting double teamed, allowing the guard to work up to the second level. When they put on tape, playing the run, ain't good enough. And guess what? Guess what? Didn't I mention this, by the way? When the schedule came out, I said, we're going to find out right away. Guess how much better they are stopping the run. Because you got a bunch of gangsters right off the rip. You go from Bijan Robinson to, oh, hey, it's Omarion Hampton, rookie first-round pick, guy that just set his career high last weekend. Now you got him. Will the Commanders arm tackle this weekend, or will they have 11 guys rallying to the football, coming with their shoulder pads, playing through the ball, and wrapping up most importantly? That's what I want to see. But it starts up front with Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. Those guys set the tone. Point blank, they do. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water, they've got to put their fingerprints all over this one. Because if you can make the Chargers one-dimensional, if you can shut down Omarion Hampton to start, I think this pass rush, if they can get them in obvious passing situations, I think this pass rush has the opportunity to tee off on Justin Herbert. I truly do believe that. Because we all know it. This Chargers offensive line is spotty. They are spotty. And through the first 4 weeks of the season, right, the most pressured quarterback in football, we saw last night, Matthew Stafford. The third most pressured quarterback, Daniel Jones. Excuse me. I'm totally lying to you. I didn't hit the shift button. I knew where I was going with this. Line one, Wes. The most pressured quarterback in the NFL through 4 weeks is Justin Herbert. So if you can make them one-dimensional, this pass rush has the opportunity to pin their ears back. Point blank. Point blank. But it's going to be on Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw to show up stopping the run. Your X factor for Sunday against the Washington Commanders at 1-800-636-1067. Derek is in Maryland. What's up, Derek?
Calling out Beltsville. I was just going to say, like, my X factor for Sunday's game, I was going to say it must have to be somebody in the secondary, particularly, like, maybe either Mike Sarenstam. I mean, like, he's kind of on, like, I don't want to say he's kind of, like, on, like on watch or anything, but, I mean, like, he just has to have a good game because that's a good secondary. I mean, not a good secondary, but, I mean, like, that's a good trio of receivers that he's facing out in L.A. with Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnson. Quentin Johnson's having a good season, and Keenan Allen as well. So that's all I'm calling for.
No, look, appreciate the call, as always. I totally agree. Mikey Samuels still is somebody that was questionable or didn't practice, rather, on Wednesday because of a knee injury. And his status, some folks worried about. Here's the thing about year two of Mikey Samuels still. I'm glad Derek brought him up. He has been the most targeted corner on the Washington Commanders through 4 weeks. He has given up the most receptions. He has given up the most yards through 2 weeks for the Commanders. And the matchups for him don't get any easier. You have to go up against Ladd McConkey. Good luck. Good luck. That's why I keep saying it. If you're Joe Witt, I think this is a weekend I'm playing a lot more zone. I'm playing a lot more zone. I'm sending 5 and 6 guys routinely. I'm trying to heat Herbert up because I don't want to leave my guys in coverage against this trio for too long, as Derek just alluded to. And Keenan Allen has been on an absolute tear. They are going to be an extremely difficult group to stop. Going back to the X factors. If the pass rush, right, does not get going, does not get ratcheted up, it's going to be a long day for this secondary. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tweet at me with your X factors for Sunday's game against the Chargers. Without further ado, though, when we come back, we'll be joined by our pal Chris Russell next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
+1 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock, getting you geared up for Commanders and Chargers coming up on Sunday. And right now, we're going to go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show. It's where we find our pal Chris Russell, who you can find Monday through Friday, over on the Team 980, from 10 to 1, excuse me, from 1 to 4. Always love catching up with a guy, Chris Russell. I don't know what you two are doing in there, but it's time for Chris Russell to join the program. Of course he's having problems. What is new? What's going on? Is there no Wi-Fi? Is there no Wi-Fi in the cage? Is the reception in your cage not strong enough tonight?
Wait, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Holy cow.
Okay, because I didn't hear the phone line connect in, so I wasn't sure if I was actually on. No, it's the weirdest thing. Like, this is a little Radio 101 or behind the scenes radio. I can connect to Infinity Sports Radio in New York City.
Like, what good does that do
but
us?
I can't connect to any of our outlets for whatever reason off of my thing. So I called actually Wes, and then we were discussing dinner, and he's like you, he goes and gets Chipotle. So
you had Chipotle for dinner tonight?
Yeah, I worked with Chris, and then I had a couple hours, so I had to run over to Chipotle.
Yeah. This is your second show of the day?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been here all day. It's one.
He worked in the minor leagues earlier for 2.5 hours, and now he's over in the majors, in the playoffs.
Two and a half hours.
They brought me up.
Why was this just 2.5 hours?
Well, that's a long story. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a long story with confusion.
Okay, well, let's go from...
He can explain that to you all after this.
Wes,
I know you
done.
Didn't bring Wes, me on to discuss to no. discuss Wes's schedule.
No, we didn't. But Wes is Wes is a handful. You all say a lot of crap about me being young. Wes, I'm sorry. Wes is damn near brain dead. I mean, it has been...
He doesn't like people younger than him.
It has been rough here tonight working with this guy. My back hurts. My back hurts from carrying WJFK after the hours.
I found him to be smart and intelligent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're not too hard to impress, so. I mean,
he doesn't like 22-year-olds.
Oh, I mean, he is a hairy, egotistical maniac. He's writing his phone number, Chris Russell, on pieces of scrap paper and flashing it out the window, thinking that one of these hopeless women in the Navy Yard are going to actually give him a phone call.
Hey, Ryan Clary.
Well,
Ryan Clary.
He helped Ryan Clary, Wes.
I'll tell you that, pal.
He told me to do
it. Listen, he's a strapping young buck. So unlike me and you, I mean, he is attractable to the merchandise in Navy Yard. You know.
Hey, she never looked, but she will eventually.
Yeah, there you go.
She'll call.
There you go.
Chris, we actually brought you on to evaluate the first quarter and a half of the WNBA finals. That's what we brought you.
Okay.
Hey, he told me he was going to watch it today.
Yeah, I told you I didn't even know it started.
You know,
if I'm being honest, now that Caitlin Clark has been reduced to an injury mess and there was no Caitlin Angel Reese stuff this year to talk about, I got to be honest with you, I didn't pay much attention.
What about your picks, Chris? 6-0. Tell the world.
Yeah, baby. I was 6-0 last week, Linnell. How do you like them apples on my super six pack?
Oh my God. Because your little brain can only handle picking six games at a time. That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Me and Anthony Haney on the big show, we pick every game. Damn it.
Oh.
Including Chargers and Commanders coming up on Sunday.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Chargers and Commanders coming up on Sunday. We were playing the audio earlier, Chris, of Cliff Kingsbury saying that, you know, they don't want him to be limited in any capacity. They're going to his injury is not going to dictate or influence how he calls this game on Sunday. I guess just to start off here, Chris, what are your expectations for the young pup, Jaden Daniels, and his return to action?
Yeah. Well, here's what I would say. First of all, Cliff is never going to say, yep, he's compromised. I'm not going to run him by design or by necessity. But he's never going to say that. Now, what he does and what he says is often two different things. But my sense is that, you know, you won't see a quarterback draw 3rd and 8 in the red zone from the 16-yard line needing a first down. That's my sense. But my sense is you're going to see maybe some read options, certainly RPO, and Jaden scrambling, especially on 3rd down or 4th down if he needs to, and trying to extend a play or make a play. And I think they wouldn't put him out there if they thought, boy, he can't move. He can't not only protect himself, but he can't extend plays and extend himself. Now, did he look natural just based on the little bit of video that I saw with the left knee brace? No. I mean, it's going to take him some time. So I don't expect him to major in running. Like, this isn't one of those. Remember last year when we were talking about for Week 1 against Tampa? I was like, oh, my God, you never want to see him run 16 times a game like Lamar Jackson did. Right. And then he ran 16 times and he almost got decapitated. Right? I don't expect to see that on Sunday. But I would expect that when the game is said and done, whether win or lose, that Jaden's probably in the 5 to 7 area, somewhere in that range in terms of running. I want to see him more operate, obviously, out of the pocket. You brought me into this, and I did a bunch of research. 2.5 seconds or less, he's been really good in the pocket. 2.5 seconds or more. I put up a bunch of numbers on my Twitter earlier today, 2.5 seconds or more. He's been terrible, and he's been terrible on third down. Jaden Daniels did not play well overall in the first two games. They need to be smart with him. They need to protect him as much as they possibly can, but they need to get him on track to where he's operating as the smooth operator from a passing perspective, like he did for the most part last year, with limited exception.
Yeah, the area that I'm really curious to see with Daniels where he's improved is against the blitz. He has been blitzed on 19 dropbacks this year. Against the blitz, Chris Russell, he is 6 of 19 for 55 yards and a touchdown. That is a 31% completion percentage. Last year, remember, that is what he majored in. That is what he specialized in, so much so that you could not blitz him. His numbers against the blitz last year, 101 of 154 for 1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns to just one interception, a 66% completion percentage, 8.5 yards per attempt. And the big difference this year to me when it comes to those blitz numbers is the yards per attempt. It was 8.5 last year, 2.9 per attempt against the blitz this year. And I think he will see a pretty heavy dose of it coming up on Sunday.
You know, you would think, right, with all of those numbers that you just outlined, you would think like the numbers that he has throwing the ball in under 2.5 seconds or less, and how stark they are from 2.5 seconds or more, which 2.5 seconds, just for, so everybody understands, is kind of the standard over-under line, if you will, to use that term. You would think like blitzing, okay, that benefits him to get the ball out faster, quicker, hot reads, quick routes, quick game, all of that stuff, get him into a rhythm. So I haven't been able to figure out that part yet, why that's been off. And the one thing I kind of lean towards, you know, at least the first game or two of the season, is, hey, you know what? He didn't work with Terry much of the offseason. He didn't work with Noah Brown much of the offseason, who's always hurt. Quite honestly, and I've said this to you a couple of times, you and I have a little bit of a disagreement on this, and that's okay. I never really walked away going, oh my gosh, he's just carving people up in training camp. I'm not saying he was bad, but I never walked away going, wow, like at times I did last year where you saw it right away. Right. Now, again, maybe that's because the secondary was playing so good. Maybe that's because the wide receivers were so bad. And guess what? We're finding out the secondary may not be that good. So maybe it is the wide receivers part, and maybe that makes Jaden look a tick behind. Maybe they're not running their routes at the precise depth, at the precise, speed, the precise location
Chris,
they want.
Think about it. Think about how many miscues like that we saw throughout the first 2 weeks with the ball just being no man's land. There was
just
a pass,
slightly,
to Noah, pass to Noah Brown where he just wasn't where he was supposed to be. He one-hopped a pass. So there's some rust to knock off here.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think it's going to take, probably at least the first half is what I'm guessing to get the oil running through the engine at peak efficiency. And it might take more than that, right? There might be more rust than that. And we still don't know, okay, no Terry. He had Terry in games 1 and 2, even though maybe Terry was a little bit off. He had Terry in games 1 and 2. He's got no Terry. He's got no Noah Brown. Now, he does get John Bates back, right? And Luke McCaffrey has had a little surge here. So, I mean, hopefully he finds it late in the second quarter, early in the third quarter, and gets into some sort of a rhythm. Now, we know Cliff Kingsbury, Linnell, runs a ton of no huddle.
Yeah.
To me, I would open up traditional huddle, kind of a methodical run heavier pace in this game to try and establish physicality, try and win at the line of scrimmage, all the things that you've talked about, that I've talked about, that won them games 1 and 3, right? I would do that. But at some point, if the running game is not working, or even if it is, if Jaden is having a hard time getting into a rhythm, I am running true speed, no huddle. And I mean, up tempo, like as fast as you can go and getting that ball out in 2 seconds or less, 2.25 seconds or less, to get the ball out of his hands, to get him into a rhythm again, to get that oil running through the engine, to hopefully like get him comfortable and get the lather going so that he settles down. Again, if he's struggling to get into a groove. The best thing would be for him to come out and they run the ball pretty effectively. They're facing a third and two, and he throws a dart on third and two to Deebo Samuel, and away we go. You know, that's the best thing. But what if that best thing doesn't happen, and the first two or three series, they're kind of struggling and puttering along? Then I'm coming out speed, no huddle, and I mean not one play, not two plays, not three plays. I'm talking about, like, basically operating like you got a minute left on the clock and you got to drive 75 yards, because as we know, some of that area is where he excelled last year the most.
For sure. And I think more importantly to the other part of this too is those end of half situations. Can they take advantage of those? Something that they could not do in the first 2 weeks of the season. You're going to stick around with us for another segment, or are you bouncing?
Yeah, if you want me to keep blabbering, wow. I'm just watching SmackDown. That's all I'm doing.
Wow. So it's a Friday night in the Rooster Cockle Doodle-Doo household, brother.
Yeah, I just got home from the gym, so I can't say that I've been home for very long. I was, I was getting after it, man.
Uppers or lowers? What'd you hit today? What'd you hit today in the gym?
I didn't lift that much weights. I just did arm curls and ab crunches, and then I did a bunch of walking and a bunch of running, a bunch of speed walking and a bunch of running.
Wow. I'm getting tired just listening. Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen, you can check him out weekdays 1 to 4 on the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. He'll stick around with us as we wrap up this 8 o'clock hour next year on The Fan. Still moving and grooving right along as we ease our way into the final hour of power. Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, we're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lanelle Willingham, taking up the 10 o'clock. Big day of college football tomorrow. Super duper excited for that. And then Sunday we get the main course. Commanders and Chargers, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time. America's game of the week. Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady on the call. And it is the return of Jayden Daniels to Southern California. It is the return of Chris Russell to 106.7 The Fan's Overtime tonight. You can check out his program weekdays 1 to 4 over on our sister station, the Team 980. Chris, we talked to you about our expectations for Jayden Daniels in the offense. I want to flip to the defensive side of the football because something tells me that is the group that is going to determine whether or not Washington wins or loses on Sunday. I want to start with something controversial, Chris. You shocked at that?
No.
The defensive
was that succinct enough?
That was a succinct enough answer. The defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yesterday, said his guys are reading the press clippings too much and worried about outside noise. Your reaction to that?
Probably what he means by that is people are in the building and maybe in their meetings saying, hey, they're saying this about us. This isn't fair, or this isn't right, or you got to put me in a better situation because people are saying I'm not playing well or not doing this or not doing that, right? I think this happens more often than not. I remember, and Linnell, it's not the same thing. I don't know exactly what happened here and why exactly he said that other than Joe Witt likes to tough talk, okay? But I remember, seriously, under Mike Shanahan, right? Mike Shanahan had an army of people that literally would scour anything that the opponent that week that their media corps was putting out. And he would also have people monitoring what we were putting out, right? And we would hear about it from Mike Shanahan. And he wasn't the only one when we would give away too much information. Because people are scared to death of information getting out. Now, this is not exactly the same thing, but this is, hey, Mikey Sanders still struggling. Quan Martin struggling. Marshawn Lattimore struggling. Bobby Wagner struggling in pass coverage. Frankie Louvu didn't get off to the best start. Deron Payne is, as usual, inconsistent. Dorrance Armstrong's been great, but he can't do it all by himself. They didn't get a good enough pass rush. They're not good in zone. They're not good in man. They're not good tackling. I'm sure people are like, oh, wait a second. You know, they're hearing stuff from their family. They're reading stuff on Twitter. They're seeing stuff on social media. People are getting after them, however they're getting after them. Maybe they're reading the Washington Post. Maybe they're listening to 106.7 or 980 or whatever it is. And they're hearing this and they're like, wait a second, man, this isn't fair. We've been working, you know, X, Y, and Z since May. Why are we getting blamed for bad communication or bad being in the wrong spot or having bad eyes? I know when I talked to Quan Martin last week when he came on my show, I said the first thing I said is, hey, man, like Joe Witt preached bad eyes. And right away on the first play of the Raiders game, you guys give up a 45-yarder on bad eyes. And Quan was involved in that. So maybe he was referring, you know, maybe they're referring to that. I don't know. Whatever happened here, those guys should do less reading, less social mediaing, less video game playing, more film study, and more reflection on what they're not doing and making Joe Witt look like a clueless village idiot, which he's not. And I'm not saying that he's done great, but he's not some clueless village idiot like most of the fan base wants to put. This, I believe strongly, is mostly, as it normally is, mostly, not all, mostly on the players.
Strong stuff from our guy Chris Russell. You can hear those strong opinions weekdays 1 to 4 on the Team 980. I can't say I disagree with you. I was stunned, Chris. I couldn't believe he said it. I had to double back because, you know, we're listening in real time, and then you go back and listen to cut it up for the show. That's more radio insider for you. I had to rewind it. I had to rewind it and go, did he just say that? Who the hell is he talking about?
I don't know the answer to that. But here's the thing. It ain't good,
no.
Right? I can't imagine it's guys reading their press clipping and being too high on themselves and then not performing.
Yeah,
I think they're probably bitching that, you know, media reports and fans are getting after certain players and players are sensitive to that. They don't want to be criticized, right? quite honestly, if you're Marshawn Lattimore, yeah, you might be saying, well, wait a second, well, this is not my fault now that I'm in this situation.
Hold on now, Chris. Yeah. We're up against the clock because I've broken the rules again. So we gotta I guess end this coming up here soon. But don't talk about Marshawn Lattimore, man. Kevin Sheehan's trying to bench him. I mean, it's the discourse around him, I think, is totally hyperbolized. We're going to take a quick timeout. I'm going to try and convince Chris Russell during the break to stick around for one more segment. More overtime next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.